brown, rough skin, warm laughs and smiling, loveliest words whispered in men. You like all these things. But though you like all these things, do you love a stone? You love a stone because it's smooth. And it's cold, and you love most to be told that it's all your own. You love white veins, you love hard grain, the heaviest weight, the clumsiest shade, the earthiest smell. In a hollow's tone, you love a stone. Too fast, and I'm caught too fond of flames, and I'm phoning my friends, and I'm shouldering the blame. Girl, you're picking pebbles out of the train miles ago, and you're out singing songs, low down, shouting names at the flickerless screen. Insane. Am I losing my cool? Overstating my case? Well, honey, what can I say? You know that I never claimed that I was a stone. And you love a stone. White veins, you love hard gray, the heaviest weight, the clumsiest shape, the earthiest smell, and the hollow earth tone. You love a stone because it's dark and it's old, and if it could start being alive, you'd stop living alone. I think I believe that if stones could dream, they dream of being laid side by side, piece by piece, and turned into a castle for some towering queen they are unable to know. And when that queen's daughter came of age, I believe she'd be lovely and stubborn and brave. And as suitors would journey from kingdoms away to make themselves known. And I think that I know the bitter dismay of a lover who brought fresh bouquets every day when she turned him away to remember some name who once gave just one rose.